Allah, hey, 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم. والله الذي لا الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز العزيز الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله سبحان الله عما يشركون. الله أكبر. هو الله نستغفر له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. It's customary after a dhikr, like we've just done, for the person who's conducting or hosting the dhikr to give a short and spontaneous address, which is what I intend to do now. This is about 12 years ago. Sheikh Fadlala said, I want you to go to Timbuktu. And I looked at him and I said, why do you want me to go to Timbuktu? And he replied in a very sort of cryptic way. He said, I want you to smell a caravan that has left. And it was a remarkable experience, a wonderful journey, and I don't want to say too much about the journey itself, except that there was this theme that the caravan had left. And there was a sense when we went there that what you saw was apparently something of a different age, but the essence was no different from what we had here. Because this, you know, the craftsmen didn't take goats for their objects anymore, they wanted dollars, which really summed it all up. That the buildings of Timbuktu are mud mainly, and there's a number of key buildings in it like Sankore and Jingareber, which is a big masjid. And at the time The UNESCO was being approached to have Jingareber built in stone. Now, this was significant because all the public buildings up to that point had always been built in mud. And it does rain a little bit every year, so obviously the buildings melt. So there was a period in the year where the whole city went to rebuild the city, particularly the public buildings in the city. So this thing where the city now, the people wanted the city buildings built in stone, was saying something. It was like, we're too much busy with our private affair. And so I understood what Sheikh Fadlala meant by saying, I want you to smell the caravan that's left. Because the age of the individual had arrived, and we are all submitted to that monster of egocentricity today. The entire universe, or the entire ideology of the age, is based on the pursuit of self-interest. What gets taught in business schools, it's what gets taught at universities, that you only exist as a product of Darwinian accidents, and you have to fight, survival of the fittest, pursue your self-interest to survive. And everybody's caught the disease. And the caravan of the connection of the hearts has left. So, we're now 12 years later. And this incredible group of men from where? From Timbuktu. They come here and they're called the Caravan of Peace.
Allah.
And I was told 12 years ago to find the caravan that had left, to smell the caravan that had left. On the day of reconciliation, where those people who one would say were my forebears, you know, they would recognize this as a day of blood. they call it something else, the Day of Covenant, where we shot the hell out of the locals. On this day, the day after we bury Madiba, on this property where over the last 2 decades we've been trying to create a connectivity between people which is irrespective of where you come from. Mm-hmm. And that's always what we wanted to do here. This event happens. So there's something extraordinary of what's happened here, and it's completely outside of my ability to reason. I know enough of it to tell you I'm unutterably in awe. This is, my Rabb has shown me a picture here. And basically what he's shown me is, it is not futile. The endeavor is not futile. And he will bring you success. He will bring you opening and blessing from where you do not know, from the other side of the continent. Where you went and you missed it. Alhamdulillah. So I'm in awe. I'm gobsmacked. I'm amazed at this extraordinary spectacle that my Lord has produced for me here. In my garden.
In the garden.
Oh. I pray that Allah blesses every one of you. Amen. That He grants you deep openings. Amen. That He grants you the very best of this world and of the next. Amen. That He brings us, makes us a nucleus for not just the rainbow nation, but the rainbow species. Amen. Where as human beings can connect across the planet. Amen. and honor and be true to our original root, the root of our common ancestor, the Prophet Adam. May Allah grant us good health. Amen. May He protect our children. Amen. May He grant us all speedy journey. May He grant us openings both in the world and in the hereafter, Amen. In the outward and in the inward. Amen. May He grant us the highest possibility of human beings in this age. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusallu 'alan nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin 'abdika wa rasulika nabiyyun wa 'ala آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله
بارك الله شيخ